D5. Blamed if they ain't flew. On a cold, blustery December day in 1903 at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, one of the most significant events in the history of aviation occurred. On the sand dunes next to the ocean, the Wright brothers had constructed a track. On the track sat the first flying machine to have an engine and propellers. A device consisting of a heavy weight falling from a derrick pulled the plane up the track and out into the air. The guard from the beach came running across the dunes. "They done it," he cried. "Blamed if they ain't flew." Wilbur and Orville Wright were natives of Dayton, Ohio. They had operated a small bicycle shop in Dayton and had become interested in flying. After experimenting with gliders for several years, they became convinced that a power-driven machine was necessary. At that time, there were no airplane engines available, and no one knew how to build them. The Wrights themselves built an engine, attached it to their airplane, and made their first flight. The plane stayed in the air only 12 seconds. It flew only a little over 36 meters, 120 feet, but it made the most important flight in history.